Okay, good morning, everybody. How you guys doing? Glad to be at church? Kinda? Okay. I have a couple papers here. I scooted them away from myself. Can't get them. I have a couple papers here. And you have to excuse my drawings, okay? Because I'm not very good at drawing. Some of the steeries here are pretty good at drawing, but I'm not very good at drawing, okay? But I don't know, some of you, most of you can read, maybe some of you can't. Who can tell me what this says? It says thankful, okay? We're going to prop him right here, okay? Do you notice, does he look thankful or does he look mad? What's he look like? He looks thankful, you think? Okay. I told you, I'm not very good at drawing, so maybe you can't tell, okay? What's this one say? Not thankful. Does he look thankful or not thankful? He doesn't look thankful? Why? Why do you think he doesn't look thankful? Got a frown on his face, does he? Okay. So we're going to talk about thankful or not thankful here, okay? So, I have a couple stories for you. A couple stories, actually, that I did as a child or was involved in as a child. And then after I'm done telling the story, I want you to tell me if me or the person in the story was thankful or not thankful, okay? Okay? So how many of you guys have toys to play with? Anybody have toys to play with? You know, as you get older, you get my age, you still have toys to play with, okay? They're just different than trucks and cars, than little trucks and cars, and dolls and kittens and whatever, okay? We still have toys to play with. They're just a bit bigger. Anyway, so as a child, I had a lot of toys to play with, okay? And my grandma, she liked to give us toys for gifts, and she probably gave us too many, okay? I had a lot of tractors, and I even had a big semi, okay? I should have brought it with me. I still have it. I had a big semi, had a bulldozer on it, okay? I had a lot of nice toys to play with. But I bet I wasn't very thankful. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I wasn't very thankful for my toys, okay? And when I was in kindergarten, anybody here in kindergarten or first grade? Okay. When I was in kindergarten, so I was about Myra's age, we went to Nicaragua, okay? Nicaragua is a country way across the ocean, okay? We went to Nicaragua, and we lived there for 5 weeks, okay? And I didn't get to take... I took a few of my toys along, but I didn't get to take very many toys along because we had to pack everything in a suitcase and get on an airplane and fly. So I didn't get to take very many toys along, okay? And the little children in Nicaragua, do you want to guess what some of them played with? It wasn't tractors and bulldozers and Barbie dolls. It wasn't nothing like that, okay? Some of the little boys... What they would play with is they had a stick off of a tree, about this long, okay? A stick off of a tree and an old tire off of somebody's truck that was worn out, okay? That was their toy, okay? And they would see who could take that stick and roll that tire down the road. They'd try to balance that tire. So that tire's rolling, they'd try to balance it with the stick like this, okay? And they'd have competitions. See who could roll that tire down the road the furthest. Okay, would you think of a stick and a tire being a toy? I wouldn't. Elliot, would you think of your dad's old semi-tire being a toy? I wouldn't either. It's just junk, right? Get rid of it. That's right. These guys were happy. They were. I think they were probably thankful. They had a smile on their face. Oh, I was supposed to ask you. Do you think they were thankful or unthankful for their toy tire? They were probably thankful. I think they probably were, okay? Another story from Nicaragua. When they went in to go out and play a game of softball, okay? I can't remember if they had a ball or not. They might have had some kind of a ball, but they didn't have a bat, okay? There was no bat at all. So what do you think they used for a bat? A stick. That's right. They got a stick off of a tree, and they used it for a bat. That was the only bat they had, okay? They were out there having a lot of fun, playing. But you know, us white guys, we all think, well, oh, man, they got to have something better than a stick, right? So we went to the, down the road to a place that sold ball bats, okay? And we bought them a ball bat. It was a great for them. We would have called it a junk ball bat, okay? It was a wood ball bat. How many of you youth guys want me to buy you a really nice ball bat and you think of me getting you a wood ball bat? Probably not most of us, right? I don't even know what the new ones are made out of. I'm not for sure, but not wood, okay? We bought them a wood, or I didn't, but the older guys, I was in kindergarten, but the older guys bought them a wood ball bat. And you should have seen their faces. Their smiles almost went from ear to ear when them guys gave them this wood ball bat, okay? I mean, it was probably the cheapest ball bat you could buy at Walmart, okay? Maybe not even that good. And it was, and their smile about went from ear to ear. Do you think they were thankful or unthankful? Thankful or unthankful? Thankful. That's right. Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is thankfulness doesn't matter how many things you have, okay? Doesn't make you thankful or unthankful. Gabriel, what would you have to have? What would I have to give you to make you thankful? What's the biggest thing you can think of that you would like that would make you happy and thankful? Can't think of anything? Okay, that's good. That's a good answer. Because there's nothing in life that your mom and dad can give you that'll make you thankful. It's an attitude in your mind, okay? You can be thankful. Anybody ever sat down at supper and your mom sets a nice meal out on the table and you're like, not spaghetti again. Anybody ever do that? I have, okay? I've done something like that before. Is that thankful or unthankful? Unthankful. Unthankful, that's right. That's right. You know what? These little kids in Nicaragua, little guys in Nicaragua, they probably were really lucky if they got two meals of rice a day. Rice only, okay? Maybe some beans with it. They were probably really lucky if they got two meals of rice and beans a day. And it wasn't very much. Would you be thankful for that? I'll admit, I'd have trouble being thankful for that. Man, rice and beans only two times a day? But they were thankful for their food. Okay, I got a story of something I did as a child, okay? I had an aunt who was never married. Her name was Betty, okay? Some of you guys might remember her. She died a few years ago. I had an aunt who was never married. And she would always often come over to our house, and she would bring us all kinds of nice, fun things to do. Maybe a little project to work on, or maybe she'd show up with a pizza. Who all likes pizza? I like pizza. Sometimes she'd even show up with a bunch of milkshakes for everybody, okay? Who all likes milkshakes? I like milkshakes. Yeah, that's right. So she was really nice to us. She was never married, didn't have any children, of course, so she would come over many times. Well, one night, I forget who all was there with me. I know mom and dad were gone. I don't remember if my brother, some of my brothers and sisters were with me or not. But my aunt showed up at our house, okay? Mom and dad were gone, and she had a pizza with her, okay? And she was going to make, it was one you buy at the store and then you put in the oven. She was going to bake us pizza, and she was going to have a fun night with us, okay? And I can't remember all the order of events, but one of my friends wanted us to come over that night and be with them, play games, or I forget what they wanted to do. They wanted us to come over, okay? And I didn't know my Aunt Betty was coming. So Betty shows up at our house, and we're getting ready to, my friend, I think, called about the same time she showed up at the house. So I was stuck, like, what should I do? Should I stay with my Aunt Betty, or should I go with my friends? Because I really wanted to go see my friends, you know? But Betty had made all this preparation to come over and bring pizza and snacks for us and play games with us. She was trying to be a really nice aunt to us. But I kind of wanted to go see my friends, okay? So guess what I did? I went over and saw my friends. How do you think that made Betty feel? Probably sad, didn't it? And I called her back a couple days later and apologized, said, "I'm sorry, that was not nice." But was I thankful or unthankful for my aunt? I was unthankful, wasn't I? And today, my aunt's not with me anymore, and I can't be thankful to her anymore. So what about your parents? Your parents do a lot of things for you. They give you a lot of things. They take care of you well. Do you think your parents appreciate it when you're thankful for what they do? What do you think, Dominic? You think your parents appreciate it when you're thankful for what they do for you? Yeah? When you tell your dad thank you for fixing your bike or something like that? Yeah. That's a good way to be thankful. That's right. Who can think of a story in Scripture? There's a common story in Scripture of some people who were thankful. One was thankful and nine were unthankful. Who can think of a story in Scripture? Can you think of a story? The lepers, that's right. I think you guys know the story pretty well. But there was 10 lepers. You know what leprosy was? Maybe your fingers would fall off. If you had leprosy, maybe your fingers would fall off. Elliot, would you like to lose your fingers? Because you were sick and your finger, or maybe your nose fell off. That'd look kind of crazy. I couldn't wear glasses if I didn't have a nose. You'd have to wear contacts for sure. So it was a really terrible disease to have leprosy. And they had to go live by themselves, okay? If you two had leprosy, you guys had to go live all by yourself. Nobody could be with you, okay? It was a terrible disease. And Jesus healed him. You know the story. Jesus healed him. And he said, "Hey, you go show yourself to the priest." And how many of those lepers, there was 10 lepers, how many of them came back to tell Jesus thank you? One. That's right. So let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 of you guys here, okay? How many of you guys are going to remember to tell your mom and dad thank you for what they do tonight? When you get home from church? Or how many of you guys are going to remember to tell the cooks thank you downstairs? Actually, there's not lunch here today, is there? But the days we have lunch, how many of you are going to remember to tell the cooks thank you for lunch? I forget sometimes, to be honest. Sometimes I walk out after a good lunch at church and I don't even tell the cooks thank you. I'm kind of like those 9 lepers that forgot to tell Jesus thank you. Yeah? Sometimes we just forget. It doesn't always mean we're unthankful. But thankfulness is a good thing in life, to be thankful for what we have. And you know what? When you're thankful for what about your siblings? You glad you have siblings? You glad you got siblings, brothers and sisters? Yeah, even when you fight with them? Think that's being thankful for your siblings? No, I fought with my siblings sometimes too. And I wasn't being very thankful. But when we're thankful, we appreciate what we have. Okay, so that was kind of a short lesson, but it was a couple experiences I had in life that helped teach me to be thankful. There's a verse in Thessalonians that says, "In everything, give thanks." Can you say that with me? Let's say it together, okay? I'll repeat it one more time. "In everything, give thanks." So let's say it together. "In everything, give thanks." Okay, let's have a prayer. And then I've got some candy here you can have. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to be at church. I pray you would help us to remember to be thankful people and to appreciate what we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.